Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on this Monday for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to share an article I wrote on my blog at achuckallen.com that caught a lot of people and got a lot of traction, and I hope it will be of encouragement to you today. I love to fish, and I have been fishing in almost every way possible other than fly fishing. I've always wanted to. I always wanted to learn how to do that, and it seemed to me as though it was just out of my reach, something that I couldn't do. And so I wanted to take a look and think, well, wonder if I can do this. So I was at a funeral, and I was talking to my good friend and my right hand, Beth Davis Sutterth, and I met her dad again. I've always thought he was an incredible guy, but I wanted the opportunity to ask him about fly fishing. Well, he said, yeah, just come on out. This will be a great time. You'll learn so much. Well, here are a few things I learned about fly fishing from Mr. Parks Davis. Let me just stop and say to you, with the temperature hovering around a balmy 39 degrees, I was a little chilly. I pulled on my new waders, my felt-bottom boots. I decided to go to school. I thought it can't be this hard, but I learned a few things from Mr. Parks Davis that really you can only learn in the river. So on the Soquie River, I learned these things, that we are all pretty just impatient. I mean, it's just crazy in my life. You know, there are a few things in life that can truly be taught without actually doing them. Prior to my time with Parks, I had watched about 6 videos about how to fish with a fly rod. And I spent the first 2 hours catching everything but fish. I caught trees, I caught stumps, I caught rocks, you name it. I was awful. And I kept thinking to myself, how can I be that bad? But listen to me, friends. Some things require knowledge while most things require skill. And then the most important things require time in the river, just learning what to do and knowing what not to do firsthand. Now, the best way that I learned and is that anything that's worth doing is really something that you have to do. It's not enough to read about it or watch a video about it or let somebody just show you. Mr. Davis reached around and he took both hands and showed me at one point so patiently how to cast this fly line. And he did it so effortlessly. Now, he's a few years older than I am, and I'm at 58, but I thought to myself, how is it he gets to put this in perfectly? And he kept saying kindly and graciously, you know, just let the line and the rod do the work and count 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, then let it drop right where you want it to be. Well, listen, you know what? After a few hours, I still found this to be a challenge, and in reflection, this seems to be what keeps me in a mess and maybe you. As we head into this new year and keep diving into January, I think the Lord placed this lesson in front of me with great intentionality, and possibly in front of you today. The universe is not conspiring against you or me, but we might all need to learn this lesson of patience. I'll keep you in the river and out of the trees if you'll just have patience. Can't you just hear Jesus saying, I came to keep you in the river and out of the trees. But you know, I've discovered we all need a coach at some point. I've sought coaching in so many areas of my life, preaching or teaching or time management or goal setting, and I found that coaching is an essential part of life and leadership, and there are times when I need a coach to grab me by the face mask, and there are times when I need a coach that'll pat me on the back with an attaboy. My point is that what Parks Davis offered me was the best kind of coaching. He offered the gift of friendship when there was not a single thing that I offered in return. He offered far more to me than learning to fly fish. He offered me the kind of patience and graciousness that will make me a better husband, a better father, grandfather, and pastor. When you seek to grow as a follower of Jesus, as a leader, and as a student, God might very well place the coach right in front of you. The question will be, are you ready to be coached? So, as you head into today, let's commit to being coached up as we are developing the gifts and the skills that God has given us and entrusted to us. And may we all strive to being a coach. Everybody can encourage somebody. Some of the greatest coaching happens from a distance. Let 2018 be about far more than what's in it for me. Let it be filled with the kindness, the patience, graciousness, and Christ-like attitudes that I experienced with Parks Davis. I can't wait to get back on the river, and yes, we did catch some fish, but what I really enjoyed was being coached up by a man that's already been there and done that. So, Mr. Parks, thank you. And you know what, listener? Whether you're in church, out of church, walking with Christ, or walking on your own, the lesson seems to be the same. Follow in the footsteps of the Master, and He'll give you far more than fish. He'll give you a life of coaching that will keep you in the river. God bless you, friend. Hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 for our worship gatherings. There's always one at 11 in Spanish. And then you can also join us in our live streaming event. You can see all the music and all the preaching, all the teaching, and everything about that at live.sugarhill.church. If you haven't already, go ahead and download the Sugar Hill Church app. It's an easy way to receive these podcasts and everything else that we offer from sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Bye now.